Joining us on Pulse 2 Match Day Live, Connor Wood is with us. Connor, how about that? Goal of the season contender. We'll talk about the result in a minute. We've got to start with a goal. What was going through your mind? You thought, I'm going to hit this?
I don't even think I was thinking. It just came to me, and I heard it, as Payne passed me, I just heard a shout, just hit it, and didn't even think, just swung a leg at it, and it's just flown in. But I can't put it into words, the feeling. It was unreal. Like, that's a
in front of the cop.
Since I've been here, I've just been thinking it would just be a dream just to get out the pitch and just have one flying in front of the cop and just hear that roar from the fans.
Yeah, it was like the roof had come off because it was a surprise. It probably surprised you as well that it absolutely leathered into the back of the net. You caught it sweet as a nut, didn't you?
Yeah, I think it surprised everyone. When I was off celebrating, I heard a few of the boys in my ear saying, where's that come from? Where you've been hiding that? So no, I think it surprised everyone, even myself, but I mean, I got that in my locker. Just don't come out every so often.
Well, Jim O'Brien texted me to say I've been teaching that in training. I'm sure he's not. But yeah, good performance today from City. We never seem to sort of hit top gear. We've played a lot better in one game. Yeah. But today, I'm not saying we didn't play as well, but we've not played as well as we're having recent weeks. Yet win 3-0, which is a good sign, isn't it?
I mean, everything's just falling for us at the moment. We're on one of them runs where we've got such a great amount of confidence throughout the camp. It's just we feel like nothing can stop us. We're playing
the belief, isn't
there? Yeah, there's a massive belief with everyone. And I mean, it's a great group of boys. The attitude's second to none. The intensity we're playing against teams, they just can't deal with it. And I mean, the performances in recent times have just been a different level compared to what they were beginning the season.
What is it? Is it partially down to fitness as well? Because I know the fitness levels, and we're running harder and we're working harder as well.
Yeah,
as
I mean the fitness levels with everyone, they're gone through the roof. They're a different level, but also I feel like it's just the belief. I mean, we've always had a togetherness between us, but now we've just got a massive belief like that we can climb this table. And I mean, who knows what can happen for the rest of the season?
We've seen it happen. We're out of the bottom four, aren't we? Which is where we want to be at the turn of the year.
Yeah, no, that's a great feeling. I think it's on goal difference. But I mean, carrying on our form into the new year, it's a great feeling. And I mean, it's done us a world of good to get out of the bottom four. And now I think looking forward, it's just climbing up that league, carrying on doing what we're doing. Don't take our foot off the gas.
Were you chomping at the bit to get on today? Obviously, it was a shame Lewis came off. It was a great goal from him, and you've stole his limelight today. But when he went off injured, you were thinking, I hope it's me.
No, he's a good mate of mine. I was gutted for him when I saw him go down. But, I mean, you've always got to be ready to come on. I've been itching to get on the pitch for the last 2 months, so I was chomping at it to get out there today. And, I mean, I've took my chance, and I mean, credit to everyone, credit to all the boys out there. They've last 2 months they've been battling away, and it's in my mind it's been like I've wanted to get back out there and get playing with them.
It's been tough actually for you, because obviously Adam Chickson's very experienced left back, and when things weren't going great he went to the experience, but things have clicked. So as a player you've got to, I suppose, sit back and say, look, the guys, he's got the shirt and we're playing really well at the moment. I've just got to wait and keep working hard.
I mean, Chickson's come in, and I mean, he's been great in there with the back four. They've kept a number of clean sheets, so it's always joining the club, I always knew it was going to be hard. It was going to be a battle for me. This being my first team experience, so I always knew it was going to be a battle.
You want to play every week, but you've got a long career, hopefully.
Yeah. So, I mean, when I did get my run of games, I loved it out there. I love playing, especially here. But no, I know minutes aren't ever guaranteed, but when I get the chance, I'm always going to take it. And to take it like that is just unreal.
Is it going to make you want to strike for goal a little bit more? Because I just think I'd probably watch you in every game you've played, and you've probably had maybe two shots so far in the season.
I mean, no, I'm not going to get too carried away. I know my limits. I'm not going
to
stop.
Well, I know the ball came to you 40 yards out, and somebody the cop was shouting, shoot again, weren't they?
No, I mean, I know my limits. I won't get carried away. I think I'll leave the finishing to Doyle, George, and Borley and Payne from now on. But I mean, I've had my goal. Hopefully, I'll get a few more rest of the season. But no, I won't get carried away.
Obviously no game on Saturday. Gaffer's give you a few days off. Do we need that? Because it's been a tough run of fixtures.
The fixtures have been so cramped during this Christmas period. And I mean, the boys have been playing 90 minutes. It's a well-deserved rest for them. Mm. But I know it's a professional group of lads. We'll keep on it. Won't be like 5 days of just a jolly up. It'll be the boys will be putting in some work back at home. But it'll be nice just to spend time with the family.
Are you going back down home?
Yeah, I'll be going back down home, just spending time with the family and maybe see a few old friends and that. But I mean, it's a great chance just to chill out, put your feet up, and just enjoy yourself for a few days.
Getting a bit of stick down by pitch side there, aren't you?
Yeah, he loves giving me stick benders.
Ben Wilson walking past. Great start to the year, though, for City and for these supporters, because, you know, it's been a tough sort of start to the season. Things are getting better and better and better, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, the support has been massive for us.
The last two away games have been sensational.
Phenomenal.
Connor.
The support at Sunderland and the support at Rochdale, the Rochdale support was unreal, taking up a whole stand. I mean, you don't see that much in this league, and it's, I think, without doubt, best fans in the league here. And it's just good that we're giving them results that they deserve now. And it's great to hear the atmosphere and just... you can't put it into words. It's unreal. The backing from the fans is massive for us boys, and we all appreciate it, and we all know how much they love this club, and we want to give them something to cheer about.
Well, you certainly gave them something to cheer about today. Have you watched the goal back yet? Have you seen
Haven't seen it back. I haven't had a chance, but yeah, I'll have it on replay, I think. As soon as I get home, get off on the TV. And
back to the family tonight. Yeah. Have you seen this? Just did this today. There you go. Hey, brilliant today. Well done. Yeah. And a fantastic goal and a good start to the year.
Yeah, no, massive start, and we'll keep going. And there just climb up that table.
Top man, Connor Wood, join us. Pulse 2 Match Day Live. Flick his mic off. Happy New Year to you.